Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 23. The Reverend Brian Heller is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by the LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Matthew, the 7th chapter. Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, do we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name?' And then will I declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.'" This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The term beware is a word that we don't use too much. When we do use this term, it's because we usually mean some serious business. Well, the same is true in our reading from St. Matthew, when Jesus warns the crowds to beware of false prophets. And Jesus' words here, they're not just for church workers who work at the International Center, but they're for the entire Christian church. Being on alert is the job of every Christian. Beware of false prophets, our Lord tells us. Well, why? What makes these false prophets so dangerous? Well, they seem to be the good guys. They seem to be winsome, loving. Their outward works seemingly testify to all of this. They can quote scripture to you and use that right theological language. How then are we to recognize these false prophets? Well, as our Lord tells us, by their fruits, that is, their proclamations. What is their message? Are they proclaiming Christ and Him crucified, or are they proclaiming something else? We know who false prophets are based upon their preaching and their teaching. And on this day, the church remembers Mary Magdalene, the woman whom Jesus had cast out 7 demons, the woman who had followed Jesus to the cross, witnessed the bloody crucifixion, and the woman who was in unbelief when she met Jesus on that first Easter morn. Mary, no doubt, was exposed to the false prophets of the day, that there was no resurrection, as the Sadducees taught. Even Mary's own experiences from her own flesh would testify that dead men stay dead. Yet Christ, the true prophet, our Savior, preaches the truth of God's word to Mary in his resurrected body, comforting her that, yes, he had risen from death. He had won the victory, and he speaks her very name, Mary. Yes, Christ's words triumph over the lies of false prophets. Well, today there are no shortage of false prophets among us that promise if you have enough faith, if you pray enough, if you tithe enough, your life will be good, and God will bless you with all sorts of things. He'll give you everything you could possibly want according to your own sinful and selfish desires. Yet this cannot be further from the truth. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this morning, you are called to discern. Do the proclamations that you hear in the world, do they agree with God's word or not? Here's the thing. In order to tell whether or not someone's proclamation agrees with the Word of God, you yourself need to know that Word of God. It needs to be on your lips, taught to your children, talked about what you eat when you get up and when you go back to sleep, as our Lord still instructs to his people in the book of Deuteronomy. If you do not know the Word of God, you will not be able to recognize the message of a false prophet. The church continually needs to be able to recognize the teachings of Jesus and also likewise to reject all error. Now, if we remember the Lutheran confessions, they do just that. And the Augsburg Confession, the confession of faith that the reformers presented to the emperor, remember that the majority of the articles were divided into two parts. First, what they confessed, and second, what they rejected. As Christians, we are called to the same. We are called to hold fast to Jesus' teachings above all else, and also refute errors that arise. Refuting errors, refuting false prophets, that is not us being mean, is truly an act of love. Yet these false prophets, yes, they may seem winsome, yes, they may seem loving, but when it comes down to it, what they do is to proclaim and describe a different Jesus. They teach a Jesus as all-affirming, one that is a moral teacher, one that was just a really good guy. They preach a Jesus who is not your Savior. They describe a different Jesus than the one who was begotten from the Father from eternity, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, who was crucified, died, and was buried. The true Jesus, the one we preach and the one we confess, is the one who drank the cup of the Father's wrath for you. He is the one who gives his very life for you in your place. He is the one who buys you back from sin, from death, and the power of Satan. Brothers and sisters in Christ, beware of false prophets who would preach to a different Jesus than the one that we confess in the creed and in our teachings. So what happens to these false prophets? Well, it certainly is not pretty. Jesus says, on that day, meaning judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Why did Jesus say that these false prophets never knew him? Because throughout their lives, again, they preached a different Jesus. They preached what was popular in the day, a message that would be readily accepted by the context they were in. Today, the popular messages that false prophets preach are rooted in that same selfishness. Go ahead, satisfy your own sinful desires, live together outside of marriage. It's election season, so if you vote for the right candidate, then God will bless you beyond measure. Christ is not with you. There is no resurrection of the dead. There are no consequences. Eternal death is a myth. Dear Christians, this morning, we are called to beware. Be vigilant. These are lies of the false prophets of the world. As St. Paul writes, even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one preached to you from Christ, let him be accursed. Dear saints, seek refuge in churches and pastors that preach Christ and him crucified. Take comfort in pastors who care for your soul so much that they will reprove you from your sinful lives and seek to deliver you the goods of the gospel from Christ himself. Yes, the teachings of false prophets are lies, plain and simple. They bear bad fruit that, as our Lord says, will end up in eternal fire. Instead, as we are gathered here this morning, we take comfort in the true God. The true God who through your baptisms smashes your idols, smashes the false teachings that surround you, and calls you by name and makes you his own. Yes, as Christians, we will be exposed to lies from false prophets. Yet, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, even in light of these false prophets, we continue to follow Mary Magdalene's example, and we continue to confess the truth of God's word. Just as Mary confessed to a skeptical group of disciples that she had seen the Lord, we confess to a skeptical and even hostile world the truth of God's word, all the while refuting erroneous teachings. But not only do we confess and refute, but we as Christians rejoice. We rejoice because Christ, our true prophet, priest, and king, has redeemed us with his holy, precious blood, with his suffering, and with his death. We rejoice because the truth of God's word will endure forever in spite of the lies and messages of false prophets. We rejoice because Christ in his death and resurrection has conquered the ravenous wolf and has won for us the eternal victory. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by the LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.